Hey guys, happy Tuesday. I am back again with another ramble, trying to stay consistent with these. Last week, we celebrated our 50 follower milestone. Today, let me just see where we're sitting at currently. Today, we are celebrating 105 followers. A bunch of mad lads and lasses. I tell you what, this is, it's insane to me. Absolutely insane. Completely insane. I'm kind of mind blown right now. That's amazing. It's phenomenal. I don't know what to say. I'm not going to go into a big old whole emotional spiel like I did last week. But I just want to say once again, thank you all so much for being here. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for choosing to follow me. And thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen or to upvote or to comment. I'm mind blown. I don't know how else to say it. You guys are amazing. I'd probably still be doing this because it's kind of a catharsis type of thing for me with my creative processes with the audios I make and whatnot. But knowing that you guys like it and appreciate it, it makes me feel nice. It makes me feel good. But there's a few things I want to talk about this week. On Friday, we did end up getting out our first FRM. And here's the skinny behind that FRM. I was nervous as hell to release that. One, because it is completely off the beaten path from what Constellations and the Lonely Apparition was. I've been binge watching Lost all night, I'm sorry. Lonely Apparition was. For example, those two were very wholesome. This one, not so much. This one was very much rated R and very much kink heavy. If you look at some of the tags on that one, that's all I'm gonna say about it. That did incredibly well. That's the first audio I've ever created that broke 200 upvotes. And I'll say it again, a bunch of mad lads and lasses. I want to sit here and not make it this whole thing about, oh, you guys are awesome. But seriously, you guys are amazing. It's so great to see and it's so awesome to see. And I love the community we're building and I love the environment that I'm building here with you guys. Anyways, our FRF, the script is completed for that, actually. But with how my work schedule has been, I haven't had the time to record like I've really wanted to. Fun fact, I work an overnight job, and my hours are kind of all over the place because, you know, since COVID became a thing, it's kind of hard for me to stay consistent with what I'm doing here as well as what's going on in my actual personal life. So things have been kind of hectic, kind of crazy. I'm trying my best to stay consistent, and I want to stay consistent because I want to keep releasing content for you guys. But starting tomorrow, Wednesday, starting tomorrow, I am actually going to be going on vacation for a week. Well, I'm not going on vacation. I'm taking a week off of work, pretty much, for celebratory things involving my birthday. So expect a lot of content in the next week because I will have a lot of time on my hands. I am releasing this ramble today. I will be releasing that FRF either on Wednesday or Thursday, more than likely Thursday. Because Wednesday is usually like my catch up day where I kind of catch up on my rest from the work week. So yeah, more than likely on Thursday, that's going to be coming out. I have another one. Hold on. What day is that exactly? Okay. So Thursday, I plan on releasing the FRF. Monday, my actual birthday date, I plan on releasing the surprise audio that I have planned for that day, which, by the way, is an audio. This is all the information I'm going to give, by the way, because I've had quite a few people ask for a continuation to this audio, or part two, should I say. That's going to come out on Monday. And then we have Tuesday's ramble for next week. So we have two audios planned in the next week, as well as next week's ramble. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be interesting to do. This weekend, Friday, actually, I am leaving to go stay at a haunted plantation home with a group of my friends. We will be sleeping there. Or I say plantation home. It's more of a bread and bread. Yes, bread. God. Bed and breakfast. Plantation home that's kind of been converted into a bed and breakfast. And it's supposed to be one of the most haunted locations in the South. So my friends and I decided, why the hell not? Let's go sleep with a bunch of ghosts for the weekend. I love spooky season. I was born around spooky season. I thrive in the fall. I thrive during this time of year. Give me all the ghosts. Give me everything associated with horror and scary. And I'm a happy girl. I'm a happy camper. So we're going to be experiencing that to the fullest this weekend. So that's going to be a lot of inspiration for Monday's audio, if you catch my drift. Winky, winky. Anywho, I'll be doing that. What else did I want to say? Oh, also, I've had a few people, not many, but a few, who've reached out to me, and one have asked for pointers or tips when it comes to editing and whatnot, because Dreams of Demons, that was my FRM that I released on Friday. That one is very much, sound effect heavy. I didn't use any soundtracking in it. It was just mostly sound effects and ambient noises and whatnot. And that one actually took me the longest to edit out of all of my audios because of the fact that it was so sound effect heavy. Which a lot of people have kind of complimented me on my production on that one. To be honest, I wasn't proud of it at first. I felt like it was very rushed and there were a lot of things in it that I could have changed. But knowing you guys enjoyed it kind of brightened my spirits on it. But I'm getting off track. I'm so sorry. As I said, scatterbrained. A lot of people have asked for tricks or tips as far as that's concerned. People, I am just as new to this as you are. Like, before I released Constellations, I have had zero experience with editing audios, zero experience with sound design, zero experience with sound effects. Like, I'm very new to all of this. But the little bit that I have been able to help with, I simply said, get a good mic for one, invest in a good mic. And two, I use Audacity personally. It's very easy to use. Simple interface, free software that can get everything done that you need to get done. As far as my sound effects, excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. Sound effects and music I use, I actually have a subscription to a service where I have this full library of songs and sound effects that I can use. And my subscription actually does give me licensing rights to be able to use these songs in my audios. Not that I'm doing anything with them as far as commercial use or what's that other word I'm looking for? like any kind of profit off of them, because I'm not, obviously. I'm just posting them for free here on Reddit for you guys to enjoy. But speaking of profit, besides those questions I've gotten, I've had two or three people ask me if I have any kind of like coffee. Is that how you pronounce that? I don't know. Coffee or Ko-fi setup. If people chose to try to support me that way. I don't. And honestly, I don't know if I'm really comfortable creating one or putting that out into the universe currently. What day was this? Hold on. Because I need to have a timeline for myself so I don't feel like I'm going insane. Okay. Constellations was released 12 days ago. Very first audio. That's less than 2 weeks ago, people. Like, it feels like for me, it's been a lifetime. But it's like it hasn't even been 2 weeks. And I just feel like I'm still very new. I'm very fresh. I'm very much still wet behind the ears. I don't feel like I deserve anything as far as like a coffee or a Ko-fi is concerned. So while I appreciate the thought and the questioning and the inquiry, and I'm flattered by it, 110% flattered by it, I don't think I deserve it. So I'm not going to do that quite yet. I'm still here vibing. I'm still here trying to figure out what the hell I'm doing. I'm still just trying to learn the ropes, you know, and I don't want it to seem like I'm asking for anything, because I'm not. Honestly, all I ask is that you just support me and that you take the time to listen. And I can only hope that you enjoy the audios and that you'll be back to enjoy them again. And that you can find like-minded people in the comments, maybe, to, you know, enjoy them with. I don't know. I'm just trying to build a community of like-minded people while also reaching some kind of creative catharsis for myself, because I'm very much a process artist. It's not just with this. I'm a writer naturally at heart. And the whole reason why I started audios to begin with is because I had so many of my friends that came from other ASM artists that don't just enjoy M for F, they also enjoy F for F, and they're like, oh, you know, you have a really nice voice, and I feel like there isn't a lot of F for F content out there, although I don't believe that, because perusing these subreddits that I peruse, there's a lot of really talented women out there on this platform. Kudos to you all, because my God, I can only hope to achieve the things y'all have achieved here, and just hope to one day even be in the same realm of creative genius that some of these women are. It's insane. But besides that, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with it yet. We shall see, I guess, how the next few weeks go. And how the next few audios go. If it's something that keeps being brought to my attention, I might consider it. But until then, we just vibing. We vibing. We chilling. We hanging out. We doing our thing. Okay. If this ramble is kind of all over the place, I apologize ahead of time. I haven't slept yet. Because, as I said, I work an overnight job. So this is kind of... I kind of work on the opposite end of the clock, how this is like 7:45 in the morning for people. This is kind of 7:45 at night for me. So as soon as I'm done recording and editing this ramble, I plan on finishing up some stuff around the house that I need to catch up on, making myself dinner/breakfast, and probably just like rewatch a few episodes of Hill House and then call it a day and lay down at about, I don't know, 9:30 to sleep for the day. So I'm pretty tired. That's the whole point that I was trying to get to. That's why this ramble might be kind of all over the place. But you know, if you listened to last week's ramble, you know that I'm kind of scatterbrained, so it's all good. It's all good. I want to take a minute, actually, and say hello. You probably hear my washing machine banging around in the background. I apologize ahead of time. I don't remember what I was saying. Well, rip. That's a big oof. Anywho, how long have I been recording? Hello? I've been recording for 15 minutes. I think I'm done. I think we've reached a good stopping point. I promise that I'll get better at this. As it turns out, I'm not really comfortable just speaking into a mic without having some kind of script. Because like I said, I feel like I'm kind of all over the place. But then again, and I was going to say I'm rambling, but isn't that kind of the point of a ramble? Anyways, I promise to get better at this, or I will try my best to get better at this. But I'm going to end it here. Once again, 105 followers, and my first audio was less than 2 weeks ago. Y'all are absolutely insane. It's crazy to me. I'm still kind of mind blown by it. It doesn't feel real. But I love you guys all very much. I hope you continue to support me. I hope to see you guys in the comments. And I will see you when I see you. And as I always say, remember to always stay inspired. Okay, love you guys.